ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 3, Krishna is the source of all incarnations, text 31.
Yata nabhasi mega ogaha renuhu va partivaha anile evam drashtari drishyatvam arupitam abhudhibhi yata nabhasi meghau gau renurva partivo nile evam drashtari drishyatvam arupitam abhudhibhi yata nabhasi meghau gau Rainurva partivo nile evam drashtari drishyatvam arupitam abhudhibhi yata nabhasi meghau gau Rainurva partivo nile evam drashtari drishyatvam
Translation. Clouds and dust are carried by the air, but less intelligent persons say that the sky is cloudy and the air is dirty. Similarly, they also implant material bodily conceptions on the spirit self. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It is further confirmed herein that with our material eyes and senses, we cannot see the Lord, who is all spirit. We cannot even detect the spiritual spark which exists within the material body of the living being. We look to the outward covering of the body or subtle mind of the living being, but we cannot see the spiritual spark within the body. So we have to accept the living being's presence by the presence of his gross body. Similarly, those who want to see the Lord with their present material eyes or with the material senses are advised to meditate on the gigantic external feature called Virat Rupa. For instance, when a particular gentleman goes in his car, which can be seen very easily, we identify the car with the man within the car. When the president goes out in his particular car, we say, there is the president. For the time being, we identify the car with the president. Similarly, less intelligent men who want to see God immediately without necessary qualification are shown first the gigantic material cosmos as the form of the Lord, although the Lord is within and without. The clouds in the sky and the blue of the sky are better appreciated in this connection. Although the bluish tint of the sky and the sky itself are different, we conceive of the color of the sky as blue, but that is a general conception for the layman only. Yata nabhasi meghau gau renurva partivo nile evam drashtari drishyatvam arupitam abhudhibhi. So, the attempt to see the personality of Godhead with one's eyes, material eyes, or through one's intellect will not be successful. Atak Sri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Graham Indriyai Sevan Muki Jivado Svayameva Spuratyataha. The Supreme Lord or the Supreme Spirit is not visible, cannot be perceived by material senses. Even the individual soul, every living entity, every creature is actually a very tiny spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna, of the Supreme Spirit. But he also cannot be seen with our blunt material senses, because it is beyond our jurisdiction. The material senses are produced within the Mahatattva. 24 elements are there: earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego, eyes, ears, nose, sense objects, sense perceptions. These are all material creations. How can we see something spiritual by using something material? It's a different energy. Therefore, when the living entity wants to understand the transcendence through material instruments, it will not be possible. Then he will have to speculate. There are four systems of evidence, four primary systems of evidence: Shruti, or Vedic knowledge; Pratyaksha, direct experience; Atihasa, the Aitihasa, the historical references; and Anuman, or logical inference, or the inductive process. So, of these four, the first one, Shruti, is preferable. In fact, it's the only one that can be said to be perfectly complete, because the others may be incorrect based on imperfect senses. For example, pratyaksha, direct perception. We may see something with our eyes, but our eyes are defective. We cannot see things very far away. We cannot see things very close. The eye is just defective. The eye, the ears, the nose. We cannot trust this type of evidence, especially when we're trying to understand something spiritual, or shall we say, the absolute truth. This word is used here in the verse, aropitam. So aropitam means implied, or the inductive process. The opposite of aropita is avaropita. It is connected with the word avatar, or knowledge that descends. When we receive knowledge from the descending, from the supreme authority, then that is perfect knowledge, because the supreme authority is Krishna. He knows everything, and we can learn this science as it comes down from parampara. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vidu. If Krishna speaks about himself, then that's perfect knowledge. Just like if a father wants to tell his dear son about his position, "Son, I own this, I have this much," that is considered to be the best. Otherwise, others may speculate. He may be so wealthy, he may own this, he may like that. But when the father specifically tells, the Vedic literature then emanates from the breathing of the Lord. Vedaischa sarvaira homeva vedyo vedanta krit veda vede vachaha. He's the compiler of the Vedas, and he's to be known. So this is the best system. Otherwise, we may go on speculating or experimenting. Vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhakto. For many millions of years, it's like today, there is still a desire to have knowledge. People are longing for knowledge about the Absolute Truth. Unfortunately, of course, as Kali Yuga progresses, people are less interested. The interest is diminishing. They're becoming more and more simply interested in bestial activities. But still, there is some interest. Unfortunately, they're accepting the mundane scientists as the teachers. But the mundane scientists, they especially like to use the Aropita method. So therefore, they're called Abudibihi. They're less intelligent because they try to understand the Absolute Truth with their imperfect mind and senses. Now, they will admit that the eye is imperfect, so we cannot see the planets very far away. But, they say, we have constructed a very big telescope, and now, with this big telescope, we can see things very nicely. But the telescope is also produced of material elements, by material elements, and it's being perceived with material senses and analyzed by material mind, and ultimately the material intelligence, which is also defective. And therefore they come up with one ridiculous theory after the other. Simply a cavalcade of nonsense. Any field of science you if you'd like to enter into, just like Darwin's theory, it is clearly only a theory, speculation, based on some bones they find, some bones, and extrapolating that this bone must be so old. Of course, they say millions of years old, this bone and this bone. So, people accept this, but the Hare Krishna devotees do not accept. Srila Prabhupada did not accept. In fact, he chastised very strongly, as you all know, in very strong words, that they are misleading people. So, a few years ago, there was a conference in Kansas, state of Kansas, and it so happened that the Board of Education for the state, they decided that they did not want to teach Darwin's theory anymore. And it caused a big uproar all over the world. The scientists were outraged, and they sent representatives from Harvard and other major universities to object. And it was a big news media event, and we also went there. And we spoke in favor of the Kansas Board of Education. We said, yes, we agree with you that this Darwin's theory is nonsense. And we presented them with the book, Forbidden Archaeology, by our devotees, Adruta Karma Prabhu and Sariputta Prabhu. And they appreciated it. The Board of Education was very pleased because practically everyone else there was against them, was chastising them. In fact, one representative from Harvard, scientist, came and he presented them with he called it the Ig Nobel Prize. And it was a iguana. So it was a spoof. They were trying to insult them. So after we spoke, then there were many television stations and newspaper reporters, at least 25. It was a big event. So they liked to interview the devotees. So we were getting most of the interviews. People were interested in what Hare Krishna's had to say about Darwin's theory. And as we were speaking, one scientist was standing nearby and he became so angry. He couldn't control himself. And he burst forward right onto the in the middle of the interview and said, "Stop this, stop this. The Hare Krishna's are ruining science." So I said, "Well, it's not science anyway. It's just speculation. There's no proof. There's no evidence." Anyway, we had a nice discussion. But this is a fact. There is no evidence for any of these theories. Big Bang theory. Where's the evidence that the universe began with a big explosion? Prabhupada would say, if there's an explosion, who made the explosion? Now, a foolish person might just say it happened, just accidentally. But a more intelligent investigator will find out how it happened. What is the cause? So even if they say there was a chunk and it exploded, but a more intelligent investigation will say, where did the chunk come from? So if you continue to investigate, you'll find Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarna Karna. The cause of all causes is Krishna. This is the statement of Lord Brahma. And he's the topmost intelligent person in the universe. How can we doubt his statement? Some people say, "Well, I don't know who Brahma is." But that is your ignorance. You don't know who Brahma is. That is not a very good argument. But we've never heard of Brahma. You've never heard of Vyasadeva. You've never heard of the Vedas. But that doesn't mean that we have to accept your version. Your version is also changing all the time. Some years ago they said that when we look through in the sky that these were planets or constellations. Now they say they're galaxies millions of light years away. Simply speculation. Better we hear from the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam gives us very accurate information. This universe is 4 billion miles across. Now, by logic, you will not be able to prove either way. We cannot prove it in order to convince you, and you will not be able to prove it that it's different. So then we have to simply accept someone's authority. Should we accept the authority of the scientists? Or should we accept the authority of the Vedas, Shruti, Shabda Brahma? So the devotees, they accept the version of the Vedas. And in that way, they're always right. It's like Prabhupada. In the beginning, he was saying that he didn't think they went to the moon. He said it was a waste of time. At that time, it was unheard of to say such a thing. But now, Prabhupada always stood his ground. And now we see that more support is coming. Recently, there was a big show on BBC, and they were also saying how they also doubted this going to the moon. There's many flaws in this. And Prabhupada also said when they go to Mars, that will be another waste of time. So they're doing that also. They wasted so much money and time going to the moon, and now they will waste more money and more time going to Mars. It's like entertainment. The government has to have some entertainment budget to keep the people, you know, entertained. So they spend billions of dollars on these Star Wars games. But we don't accept. We accept the Srimad Bhagavatam, and our planetarium here will be based on the Srimad Bhagavatam. And whether scientists accept it or not, we don't care. Prabhupada said, we don't care whether they accept. What do they know anyway? We will simply present the absolute truth as it's given. And if those who are intelligent, they will appreciate. And those who are not, there's a story in this connection. There was a strict Hindu Brahmana. But he was very hungry. But normally the strict Hindu Brahmanas, they never eat in anyone else's home, like a Christian or a Muslim home, Mohammedan home. Never. Because their habits are not clean according to Brahminical. So, but it so happened that this one time, this strict Hindu Brahmana was so hungry that he could not find any food, and he was obliged to eat food from a Mohammedan's house. So he took the food, and after he finished, he said, "Sir, I'm still hungry. Can you give me more?" And the man said, "I'm sorry, that's all I have." So then the Hindu Brahmin said, "Now I've lost my caste, and my belly is also not filled." So that's what happens when we compromise. We may want to compromise to please the scientists or the other foolish, abudibihi, foolish people, but we'll lose our purity, we'll lose our Krishna consciousness, our chastity, but at the same time we won't be satisfied because they'll change. They won't be pleased with us either. They're always changing their views. How will you please them? You have to throw out everything. Because they're not in favor of giving up intoxication, illicit sex, gambling, meat eating. Ultimately, these principles are at the base of their whole civilization. So, besides that, we're worshiping God in His form. It's like yesterday we saw the extraordinary, magnificent, colossal installation of the Lord in His five forms. You can just imagine what the scientists would say. This is God, and the Hare Krishnas are worshipping. So better, whether we don't try to please them, just try to please one person, Krishna. If Krishna is satisfied, if Srila Prabhupada is satisfied with our efforts, then that is all that we need. What more is there to be attained? And we see that when it comes to topics such as the soul or consciousness, the scientists are completely lost. They're totally in the dark. They don't know what life is. They say that life comes from chemicals. So when they're challenged, "Sir, if I provide you with those essential chemicals, can you produce life?" Then they say, "That I cannot say." So this is bluffing. They don't know what life is. But we know from Bhagavad Gita that aside from the eight material elements, there is another energy. Aparayam itasthanyam prakutim vidime param jiva bhuta mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagat. They're thinking that they're American and that they're Russian and Chinese, but that is a misconception based on the seeing the body only. They don't see the soul inside. It's like if we say there is the president and we see his car passing. It's not the president, it's the car. So in this way, we have the absolute truth, we have the highest knowledge. We can relish it ourselves, enjoy it, and be happy with this knowledge. Just like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Susukam kartam avayam. This Raja Vidya Raja Guyam Pavitram Idam Uttam Pratyaksha Bhagamam Dharmyam Susukam kartam avayam. This is the king of education, most secret of all secrets, the purest knowledge. And it is joyfully performed. And the most joyful performance of this knowledge is to give it to others. This is an educational movement. It is one big university, ISKCON. That's what Prabhupada intended. That every center should be a seat of Vedic learning. Not just ringing the bells, but there must be classes on all this topic. Otherwise, Prabhupada said, it will degenerate. As we've seen so many Hindu temples, they degenerate because there's no knowledge being disseminated. So the devotee should study these books very carefully, systematically, and then educate the rest of society. Then we will be successful, and the Krishna consciousness movement will grow, just as we were thinking that now we have deities that Panchatattva certainly can last for another 9,500 years, and so we can continue expanding the Sankirtan movement. Every town and village, Krishna consciousness movement is spreading, and we're so fortunate that we're a part of this movement. We can make our lives perfect and preach as much as possible, read and chant, take prasadam, distribute prasadam, and then when it's time to leave, then go back to home, back to Godhead. That's the program, Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much. If there are any questions?
You mentioned the different...
Okay.
You mentioned the different pramanas, for Yaksha, Rama, Kshatra. And also you put it the verse, Rajavijaraju. And then that verse, it says, Pradyaksha, Rama, Pramyam. It's also Pradyaksha. So how to distinguish between the different Pradyakshas?
Question is how to distinguish between the pratyaksha, evidence of the materialist, and pratyaksham, where Krishna says this is directly experienced. Yes, it's directly experienced by bhakti. Ataksi Krishna namadi nabhaved bhagrayam indriyai sevan muki hi jivado svayam evasprat. So by the sevan, by devotional service, then one can realize it. But that bhakti, that is based not just on feelings, but based on transcendental knowledge. So then Krishna reveals everything. Any other questions?
The Indian scientists, they are claiming that by year 2008, they will go to the moon. So there are many articles coming in the paper. So how you can convince the Indian youth that Americans, they bluff 30 years back. And now,
what he said,
there is
also so he said that the now the Indian government is planning to go to the moon by 2008. With who? Israelis. Yeah. Well, Prabhupada asked, well, what did you gain? After spending so much money, you came back with a few rocks only. When I was in Washington, D.C., we were chanting out in front of the big Institute Natural National Science Museum. So I went inside to use the loo, and as I was walking in, there was a pedestal with a glass case in it. And this was a moon rock there inside. But even the scientists say that these rocks from the moon, they look just like the ones from Arizona and Nevada. So Prabhupada said, yes, the reason they say they look like the ones from Arizona and Nevada is because they are from Arizona and Nevada. And he gave the example of a man was sleeping in his house at night and he heard some sound. And he said, who's that? Who's that? And he heard the voice that someone said, I'm not stealing. So if you're not stealing, why are you saying you're not stealing? So if they didn't come from Arizona and Nevada, why are you saying they look just like Arizona and Nevada rocks? So we just have to say that it's unfortunate that as in the land of Dharma, the land of Krishna, the land of Ramachandra, the land of... Now they're following after the American malechas in their foolishness. All we can say is, so you must preach very vigorously to try to stop all this nonsense, waste of time. Yes?
Another common man, when you preach to him about how science cannot explain the real world of life, they say that it's easier for them to place faith in science.
Yeah, science gives them light, but where does the sun come from? Science doesn't make suns.
That's
Why can't they produce another sun? And then we could have it during the nighttime, or places like Greenland and Iceland that are so cold, we could warm them up. If they know, if their science is so great, why don't they produce another sun? You have to be a little thoughtful. Simply bluffing. Yes, actually, the question is, should we smash them? And I say that Druta Karma is getting so much nectar by smashing them. And I think that we should also get some of that nectar. It's very ambrosial. Okay.
You're mentioning, faith, science has got some faith. Are we accepting the whole condition that, this world, we tend to have faith in science because of going to school and whatnot, and the condition from the other and up. So also, then we become a devotee, we have this prior conditioning. So, what would be some suggestions or recommendations of how we can strengthen our own Christian faith? To be dissatisfied with that, I do accept Bhagavatam, this other stuff. I'm not going to try to become convinced myself.
Yes. Did you all hear the question? Saying, how can we become convinced? We've gotten so much conditioning by modern science. We've been educated that way. So how can we overcome that? Well, we have to read. We have to hear. More and more and more. Prabhupada's given us 84 books. He's given us so many How many have read all of Prabhupada's books? Very good. Yes. And all the conversations, all the letters. He's given us a whole treasure house of knowledge. And he defeats them left, right, up and down, from so many different angles. So that there's no doubts left. If you just go on hearing from Srila Prabhupada, then all your doubts will be smashed. Krishna says, with the weapon of knowledge, you must slice these doubts which have arisen. So this is transcendental knowledge. That will destroy all the material doubts. No more bluffing when we have this knowledge. So read the books. Enjoy real knowledge. I think we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
This is a message from His Holiness Bhakti Goswami Swami. All the GBCs, sannyasis, Srila Prabhupada disciples and faithful members who are holding the cards are requested to go to the Brahmachari kitchen this morning for prasadam. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
By chance, I'm thinking your face.
The more we kick them in the face, the more we get spiritual.